your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
My guest on this episode of In the Country is Alberta country artist Tenille. She is just about to release her second album, which is called Light. The first single is Dear Heart, which also features a great video directed by Stefano Barberis. Tenille has won the Alberta Country Music Association's Female Artist of the Year Award for the last 2 years. All of this at just 19 years of age. My pleasure to welcome Tenille to the show. Hey, Tenille.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
It is going great. How about you?
Really good, thanks. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me again today. It's always a pleasure to visit with you, and it's so wonderful hearing that theme song. It's great to be back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Great to have you back on the show. You've been on twice before. I was looking back a couple of times over the last couple of years, and we're connecting now on the eve of the release of your second album called Light. The excitement must be building because tomorrow, as I say, is the release date.
It is. It is so exciting. I can't believe it's finally here. It's been such an insanely amazing process watching this project come to life and just seeing, you know, the songs come together in writing sessions and then following in studio and being a part of the artwork and watching the package come together as well. And now it's here, and I get to share it. I'm so excited. I'm just thrilled.
We're going to get in-depth with the album. Let's talk about the first single, which is called Dear Heart, which is out now, and the video for it is just terrific, as I said off the top, directed by Stefano Barberis, who has directed so many award-winning and great country videos for the likes of Doc Walker, The Higgins, Gord Bamford, Shane Yellowbird, and on and on. Talk about the video. It is just so well done. It's just so beautiful to look at.
Thank you. That was so cool watching, you know, the emotions in that song and just watching them come to life through a vision. And working with Stefano was such a pleasure. He is incredible. He's got such a genius mind. And watching that work in action is just the coolest thing. And his entire team is such a group of really hardworking, extremely positive people. The experience in itself was really wonderful just to be a part of it.
So how many days of filming did that take as far as your part in it, which is most of the video?
Absolutely. That was one solid day. So we did, we started at 7 a.m. I think we arrived on site and got to, you know, get my hair and makeup done, which was pretty cool. And they had all my clothes ready for me there. I felt so well taken care of. It was such a special day. And we wrapped up at about 7 o'clock at night. So
wow.
Just around 12 hours, and that's the entirety of the video shoot, which was really cool.
Amazing. And in this video, you have a love interest, which I think is your first one for video.
It is. This is something new. Yes, that was definitely a neat experience in itself, too. Lucas is the fellow actor in it, and he was really awesome to work with as well. And, yeah, that was a very new thing for me, but that's definitely, awesome. You know, a part of the song, and I hope it speaks to those who wear their heart on their sleeve and know that even if it's not going to turn out, you just still fall in love and go for it and see what happens. So that's kind of the message behind Dear Heart, and I'm so honored to sing it. I truly admire the incredible writers on this tune, and the first time I heard it, I completely fell in love with it and just related to it personally and wanted to be able to share it for sure. So this is pretty neat for me to include on this new project.
Yeah, it's a great song, a powerful song, very emotional. And let's talk about the writers on it.
Absolutely. You know, this includes Caitlin Smith, Kelly Archer, and Gordy Sampson. And all of them are ones who I completely look up to and admire and just as a fellow songwriter completely love their work and the way that they craft these songs together. My producer does work closely with Gordy and has kind of been able to hear a few of his songs and it's such an honor to know that he shared his messages through so many different artists that have really taken a stand with those songs, you know, like some Keith Urban hits, and oh, there's just a ton I could list off. Carrie Underwood, Jesus Takes the Wheel, like all of those tunes are just amazing, so incredible, and I am honored to include, you know, one of their songs on this project.
And let's talk about the other songs on the album. First of all, how many did you listen to or write, because I know you've written some on there, which we'll talk about, to narrow it down to the ones that are on the album?
Well, I would say that I listened to a good group of Outside songs, not a lot, because I knew I had a majority of the songs written for the project. I definitely took my time with this album, where I would go down and record three or four tunes, you know, fit in a bunch of writing sessions in Nashville or in different places in Alberta, and just try to really build up a catalog of songs to pick from that I'd written. So the Outside song was more of a surprise. It was just, well, let's just take a listen and see what we hear. And like I said, I heard Dear Heart and just totally loved it. So that was that Outside song fit. And the rest of them, I would say probably like 30 to 40 tunes listening to and kind of working up to prior to recording. And like I said, that list grew as I did different trips through Nashville and continued to build as the recording process was happening. So this album definitely unfolded in midst of kind of starting in one place and growing to another, and listening to it in its whole. It's so neat to hear how it's all, you know, quite personal and just related to each other and themed around the concept of light. And I totally love that.
Yeah, let's talk about that theme. You've titled the album Light, and there's a song on there, Into the Light. What is that theme, and just tell us the meaning of it to you.
Absolutely. So to me, the concept of light is just knowing that everybody has that light inside them. And when you find what you love and find what you're passionate about and you share it with other people, it just makes the world a brighter place. And this whole concept of just letting that light shine, and that's so important for me to share. The songs and stories on this album definitely evolve around the fact that in any kind of circumstance, any kind of experience, whether it's something really happy and exciting or something that's maybe a little tougher to go through, there's always light that can be found. So in the theme song, it references that in the darkest corner of a room, there's still light. So no matter how hard something feels, everything still happens for a reason. And there is, you know, definitely light that can be pulled from those circumstances.
That is an amazing message to pass on through your music. And on your first album, Real, you had positive songs as well, and songs with meaning in them. So obviously, Tennille, we know that this is important to you. You love singing, but you also want to bring these messages in your music and really make a difference.
I truly do. And I love the fact that music is such a unique way to communicate with people. And when people hear music, they just, you know, they start to connect and make things in their own life that make sense through these songs. And just as a listener myself, I just love the fact that music can reach people that way. And whether it's to, you know, like you say, spread a message or tell a story or make a difference, whether it's something inspiring somebody to do something that they wouldn't have otherwise done, I think that music has such power in that essence. And I'm just honored to be able to share music.
I want to talk about lots more with you, including some of your songwriting partners. But let's turn to the first single, Dear Heart. Share it with our listeners, and then we'll come back and chat some more.
Thanks, Dave.
Awesome. This is Tennille and Dear Heart on In the Country.
I'm sorry, I know we had a deal. I should be listening to you. Dear heart, I'm breaking a rule I swore I'd never break. But there's nothing I can do. I'm already I'm not afraid to heart, I'm sorry. I'm already falling.
And that is the brand new single for country star from Alberta, Tenille. It's from her upcoming album called Light. That is called Dear Heart. The album will be released tomorrow. You'll be able to find it on iTunes, in stores, as well as other places. Of course, you'll be wanting to look for that for sure. Now, Tenille, congratulations. You have won for 2 years in a row the Alberta Country Music Association's Female Artist of the Year Award. That's quite amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It is such an honor to carry that title and just to be a part of the incredible group of artists involved with the Alberta Country Music Association. I really, you know, love growing in this industry with such fantastic peers, and to be among them, you know, not only in female category, but in the others as well, is truly right. An honor. I'm very grateful.
And I've got Bobby Wills on in a couple of nights, who won Male Artist, of course, this past
awesome.
Year.
Yeah. That's great. Cool.
And he is doing so well on the charts.
Oh, my goodness, is he ever. And he has such messages in his songs. I just absolutely love listening to his music.
Yeah. And you also, at this year, we should also mention, won the Fans' Choice, which is a great award because it's voted on by the country fans.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I really feel that... That was, in huge thanks to all of the people that we were able to meet across Alberta on the pilot tour of the Play It Forward concept, and just being out there on the road and meeting these school groups that we would visit and talking about the message in music and the message in being a good leader, and just being able to, you know, make friends with a ton of people who enjoy listening to music. I had such a fantastic time this year, and I'm looking forward to heading across the country as well, coming up with that Play It Forward tour.
Very exciting. We've got the song Pay It Forward coming up in a short bit, which is also part of the album. Now, you've taken a lot of trips to Nashville, of course, to do writing, and some of the names I know in the past we've talked about that you've written with, Stan Webb, Willie Mack, Patricia Conroy, Tim Taylor, Troy Kokel, Byron Hill, and I'm sure the list goes on and on. Talk about your songwriting experiences, and maybe specifically on the songs for this album.
Absolutely. Songwriting is just such a huge part of this for me. It's something I'm just so excited to be able to use music to tell stories and to get that out there. And working with such talented people, not only in sharing personal experiences and creating a song that means so much to me, but also in creating something that's just relatable to listeners. That's such a big part of it. And receiving their mentorship in these, you know, certain sessions is so appreciated. I learn so much every time I'm in a session and look forward to working with these people. It's really incredible. So definitely for this project, I had a great time working with Gil Grand on Starts With You. The theme song Light was actually written with my guitar player and percussionist Bethany Earl, who was on the road with the Play It Forward tour. So that was a really cool addition to the project as well. Lots with Troy Kokel again as well. The
nice.
Pay It Forward song was written with Joni DeLaurier, which is I so love her sessions as well. She's such a pleasure. And there's just Tim Taylor, who's really been involved from the beginning. And Dwayne Steele was an addition to this one. Absolutely love writing with Dwayne. He's just so awesome. So there's Ron Robinson and Riley Madison were new additions on Halfway to Somewhere as well. And just such a fun session with them, and got to do a demo right afterwards, and just absolute pleasure to work with. So lots of talented people, and many more who were involved in writing songs along the way as well. I loved working with Lisa Brokop and Patricia Conroy along the way, and it's become so hard to pick these songs when, you know, so many of them mean so much. So definitely enjoyed working with all of those incredible people.
And two of those names you mentioned, Tim Taylor and Lisa Brokop, are also coming up on the show this month. So it's pretty cool. It's a real small world.
That's so cool. I love that you give this opportunity to chat with us and to catch up with what everybody's got going on. It's amazing, yeah. Dave. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. It's great to share these stories and to hear them from you. Let's talk about some of the great people you've opened for. It's got to be exciting because a lot of these people I'm sure you look up to as artists, Easton Corbin, Terry Clark, Emerson Drive, Gord Bamford, some of the ones. What is that experience like when you get to be in that scenario where you're opening up a show for these artists?
It's amazing. I mean, to know that, you know, they've sold tickets for an event and these people are coming out to watch their show and to be able to kick off the evening and set some energy and get everybody all ready for the big show, it's such a blast. I love being able to work with these people and receive the opportunities to, you know, get their audience ready. It's so much fun. I really love the opportunities when it's a bigger stage and I get to bring a whole band with me too. I love that live music energy, sharing it with all those musicians on stage. So those are always so much fun, and I totally look forward to hopefully more opening spots to come for sure.
Now, with all of the original songs you've got that you do and sing, Tennille, is there still room in your shows for cover tunes?
Absolutely there is. I love to play cover tunes. When we were out on tour this past fall, we were partly sponsored by Save On Foods, who gave us all of our groceries along the way. And what we would do is we would just go into the store and play for half an hour every night in a different Save On Foods location. And we'd sing up and down the aisles and, you know, stand next to the peanut butter. And it was so fun singing all these cover tunes and these grocery shoppers along the way. Definitely, I think, enjoyed the interruptions to their shopping with some music. So I think I expanded my cover tune list to that experience for sure.
Do you have a favorite one right now that you're doing?
Oh, so many favorites. I completely love covering Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by U2.
Nice.
And also Heads Carolina, Tails California. That's such a fun one.
Joe DiMassina, love that song.
Absolutely, such a great energy tune. I definitely love those cover songs for sure.
So who would be your dream duet partner, Tennille? I may have asked you this in the past, and it changes from time to time, obviously, for any artist, because new ones come along, but who could you see yourself going into the studio and recording a duet with that would get you pretty excited about?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's such a dream question in itself. I love that you just throw it out with no limits.
That's right. No limits
on this
question.
Anybody. Oh,
that's
I
right.
love this question. I would have to definitely say Shania Twain. After, you know, she just instilled such a dream and ignited a spark in me and totally took a chance and brought me up on stage when I was 9 years old at the Rexall Place in Edmonton. We danced around the stage together and I stood next to my idol and was just, you know, completely in awe. And I just feel so much gratitude toward that dream come true in really being a beginning to this. I hope to pay that experience forward one day. So if I could thank her and do some sort of duet together, that would be so cool. I would love it.
How cool would that be? Things would come full circle at that point.
Absolutely. That would be amazing.
That is an awesome story. I love that one. I remember you telling it before. I wanted to congratulate you as well. The 2012... you are the youngest recipient in 2012 and at any point of the CCMA Slate Music Humanitarian Award. Must have been a great honor to get that award for the work you've done.
It was such an insane honor, Dave. I'm so grateful for the industry for their, you know, encouragement and recognition, and I really feel like I'm receiving that on behalf of everybody who's been a part of Big Heart for Big Kids and adding up to that award. That was, you know, an insane amount of recognition, and it's so incredibly appreciated.
Now, as far as where people can find you online, I know you've got a page on Facebook. I think your website right now, tennille.ca, is under construction.
It is. We are ready to launch the new site tonight, I believe, so that it's all ready for tomorrow's release. So tomorrow you can check out the brand new site at tenille.ca.
Perfect. Love that. I look forward to checking that out. Let's turn to another song from the album, which we touched on earlier, called Pay It Forward. And so many of us, or probably all of us, have heard that concept and know a bit about what that's about. But talk about the song and just the message that it has for all of us.
Absolutely. That song is all about, you know, finding that spark inside you and just totally doing what you love and being able to help other people through that. It's so important to, you know, do what you can to make this world a better place. All that kindness adds up to really brighten people's days. And this song is really special to me, as it is the theme song for this school tour that we are headed out on across Canada. And we actually get to visit these schools, talk about what it is to have that passion and what it is to pay it forward to other people. We want to encourage kids to go out and play with whatever that is, with, you know, music, arts, sports, and then be able to use that passion and make a difference for other people. So we get to recognize these positive leaders who set an example. At each school, we bring up 3 kids who totally pay it forward on a regular basis and get to surprise them with some pretty awesome stuff and hear their stories about, you know, their leadership and encourage the rest of the student body through that to go ahead and pay it forward. So every day when we get to hear those stories, it just reminds me of this song and about how awesome our future is. We have some incredible kids out there, and I really believe it's in amazing hands.
I love it. This is Tenille and Pay It Forward on In the Country. And that is a great song from my guest, Tennille, who is joining me on the line from Alberta. The song is called Pay It Forward from her upcoming album called Light, which will be released tomorrow, in fact. So be sure to check for it on iTunes and head on over to her brand new website that will be fired up by tomorrow, tennille.ca. Now, was that a song you co-wrote with Joni Delorier?
It certainly is. I was such a fun time recording that tune with Joni and just explaining to her the thoughts behind the tour. And that was a really unique experience because I had a project and I wanted a theme song to go with it. So it was really neat to cater the song and the message in the song to the actual tour itself. So Joni was amazing on jumping on board with that and bringing that concept to life.
She is such a great writer. Her and Troy together, a husband and wife singer-songwriting team, they just come up with such great songs.
They do, and such fantastic people, like just such great values and perspectives on, you know, not just the music industry, but on life. I mean, it's just so wonderful to be able to sit down and collaborate with them. I love it.
That's awesome. Tennille, it's been such a pleasure having you back on the show talking about the brand new album. I've had a chance to hear some of the tracks online, and it sounds terrific. I know there's a lot of great things in store for it, and I wish you the best as 2013 continues.
Thank you, Dave. That means so much. And thank you again for your time and taking tonight to make this happen. And it's so appreciated. Thank you for the opportunity.
It has been my pleasure. My guest tonight has been Alberta country artist Tennille, and her brand new album is called Light. Be sure to request the first single, Dear Heart, at your local country station, and be watching for the video online. You'll see it on YouTube and hopefully on CMT in the very near future. I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night in the country.